Welcome to week 3, video 6, High Desire, Low Desire. We want to share with you right now that this is a big topic for many couples and one that isn't talked about openly and honestly. Most of the time it's shared in a form that, hey, all men have this high sex drive and they are always the high desire spouse.
Always ready to go.
Right.
That's all men think about is sex, sex, sex.
And on the other side is your wife or the female who has a low desire and really could take it or leave it. And we're here to share with you that after coaching couples for 6+ years, we have seen that this stereotype is just that, a stereotype that does not exist. There are many men who are the low desire spouse.
Yes.
And on the other side, there are many women who are the high desire spouse. And we want to share with you here during this video what may cause that high desire and low desire in each of you and how you can talk about it and discuss it so that both of you, even though one of you is a high desire, one of you is a low desire, you can still have the sexual intimacy you want to have in your marriage.
Now, high desire and low desire, you know, some people think it's got to be off the charts where somebody wants to have sex every day and somebody doesn't want to have sex ever. But really, that's just a difference of, you know, does somebody want to have sex 4 times a week and somebody wants to have sex 3 times a week? Well, the 4 times, that's the high desire, and the 3 times is the low desire. It's just a difference. This isn't a good or a bad thing.
Right.
I want to be very clear about that. We want to be clear about that. There's no judgment here. These are just facts. It's a rating of the amount of desire that you have for sexual intimacy. Now, as you'll see on your worksheets, some of the things that influence your desire at any given season in your marriage could be things like stress.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're dealing with stress at work, with family, with kids, financial stress, all of those types of things are going to impact your desire or willingness to want to have sex.
Mm-hmm.
You might have different physical conditions or health situations that are going on that are impacting your libido. Could be the medications you're on.
Right.
You know, one of the things that a lot of doctors don't talk about, yet a lot of people find themselves facing, is they start taking a medication and their libido goes down. So if you're on medications, you always want to, you know, check with your doctor or even call them tomorrow and say, could this be impacting my libido, my sex drive? The emotional connection is a big factor for couples. You know, a lot of times if we're not feeling emotionally connected, it's very hard to then want to be physically connected. You know, it's sort of that chicken and egg scenario. Some people have to have the emotional connection before they feel physically connected, and other people have to have the physical connection before they give the emotional connection. Are you too busy? Do you have too many activities or obligations that are keeping you from having that time with one another to even, you know, get naked and be physically or sexually intimate? You know, what's going on with your kids? Sometimes their activities are keeping you busy. Sometimes if you've got little ones, they're keeping you up at night. And let's face it, sleep deprivation kills the mood a lot of the time. You know, are there things going on with your hormones? You know, we're going to be talking about testosterone and hormones here in this video. And a lot of times if your hormones are out of whack, they drive your sex drive. So if your hormones are out of whack, sometimes your sex drive is too. And then the last couple that we list on here is lack of sleep and lack of exercise. And one that we were just talking about before we started recording the video is sometimes age can play into that. You know, our sex drive where we are in our 40s is not where it was in our 20s. It's just, it's different. You know, it's like 20 years older.
Right.
So let's talk about the questions that are in your worksheet and sort of a little bit of the backstory behind each one of these questions. So question number one, as you reflect on where you are now in your marriage, would you say that you're the high desire or the low desire in your spouse? High desire or low desire spouse? And give your explanation for why that is.
And I want to bring up something here. And Elisa brought it up earlier in the video. You may be the high desire spouse and you want sex 4 times a week and your spouse wants sex 3 times a week. That happens. It could be 2 and 1, 1 and 0.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really where we sort of gauge who's high desire and who's low desire. So when you're looking at this and reflecting on this, really think about that in terms of how many times in a week.
Right. So if you are the low desire spouse, from the list above, on that first page, what do you feel is impacting your desire right now? Sometimes the simple act of just being able to understand what's causing it will allow you to actually start coming up with solutions on how to overcome it. You know, if you're too busy, it might be time to start saying no. If you are on medications, it might be time to have a conversation with your doctor about whether or not this medication is impacting your libido. If you're under a lot of stress, mm-hmm. it's time to have a conversation with your husband or wife about how stressed you feel.
And that can come from your work, from financial obligations that might be weighing on you. That could be from family. The stress can be manifested from different places, mm-hmm. and us realizing where it's coming from and how it's impacting us can really have that impact on our desire with our spouse, and letting them know that is key.
And if you're the high desire spouse, what actions do you take or how do you act when your sexual needs are not being met? Because let's face it, if you're feeling sexually frustrated, you're gonna tend to act out. I will tell you, before Tony and I ever undertook the 60 Days of Sex Challenge, I always knew when it had been too long for Tony and he was feeling sexually frustrated, because he would start to touch me all the time. He would be like, you know, hand on my back, hand on my shoulder, hand on my bottom. You know, it was almost like just being pawed all the time. Or that was my perception, though. I'm sure that wasn't what he was doing, but it was my perception. And I would turn around and just be like, oh, all right, already, we'll have sex. Well, that wasn't really the most loving, romantic response that I could have had. But that was, you know, a difference in the desire manifesting itself in our actions. Mm-hmm. Now, the next question is, how do you show your desire for your spouse? And, you know, a lot of people are like, well, it's obvious. Well, I will tell you, most of the couples that we work with, it's not so obvious to their spouse.
Nope.
You know, it's not so obvious if it's, you know, rubbing their back or holding hands or, you know, walking out naked or just simply saying, I want you. You know, if you haven't actually told your spouse what you do to show your desire, then they probably don't know. And you may be sending out signals that aren't being received. As we've said throughout Rescue My Marriage today, the best way for your spouse to know something is for you to tell them. Mm-hmm. And then we go on to say, how have the differences in your desire impacted your marriage? You know, as Tony and I shared just a minute ago, the difference in our desire really, during those years when our children were little, had a big impact. You know, Tony felt very disconnected from me. I felt like he always wanted to have sex. Now, the reason he always wanted to have sex was because he was never having sex, and so it was one of those things that was ever present on his mind. Now that we've implemented the intimacy lifestyle, which we're going to talk about in a question or two, the balance has changed in our marriage. And that's why we, you know, part of your quick tips this week was to listen to episode 140, Scheduling Sex, because we want to be able to have an in-depth conversation on exactly what the intimacy lifestyle is.
Yeah.
So now, if it were up to you, again, the magic wand, we've talked about this a few times in Rescue My Marriage today, how often would you have sex each week or each month? You know, what's your individual magic number? Now, there's no magic number for marriages. You can find a statistic to back up everything that you want. But we're talking about the two of you. What is your magic number?
And for us, we had to answer this question ourselves. And what we came up with was two times a week. Basically works out to 8 times a month. And for us, that was acceptable. We discussed it, we talked about it, we tried some different things beforehand, and we just felt like, hey, with where we are in life, with where we are with our kids, with the businesses and everything else that's going on, 2 times a week was perfect for us. Now, does it mean that every week is 2 times? No, sometimes we go 3, and sometimes we go less, especially if she's at the time of her month. So we've worked through that and have an understanding of what works best for us. Other folks that we've known, sometimes they go every other day. Mm-hmm. And we've known other folks that, hey, for them, it's 4 times a week. For others that we've talked to and Elisa's coached with, sometimes it's only 1 time a week. Mm-hmm. So we're all individuals, we're all different, our marriages are different. So you guys do need to sit down and realize that it's a work in progress. You may pick a number right now and realize that maybe it's too high or maybe it's too low. So you can always come back and reassess where you are after, say, you know, 2 weeks, a month. You know, make that determination to go, let's look at this and see if it's working for us.
And I would actually say at least give it a month.
Yeah.
Because sometimes in 2 weeks, I mean, a lot of life can happen in 2 weeks and you can get derailed and you're like, oh, we've got to give up. No, you don't have to give up. You know, start again, right? That's the thing with the intimacy lifestyle. And that's the last question here. Would you be willing to explore scheduled spontaneity, the intimacy lifestyle? And what we mean by that is, you know, each of you taking a role in initiating sex and coming up with that number that says, okay, you know, we're going to have sex twice a week, we're going to have sex four times a week, and then, you know, figuring out a schedule for the two of you, you know, who's going to initiate on which days. So that's the scheduler part. Now, the spontaneity part is that you don't know when your spouse is going to initiate sex, and you don't know how. That's why we've been doing the questions on desire and you know, initiating that we're going to be talking about on a later video and things like that. You know, as you start to get into this, you know, you start having all of these pieces of information which allow you to be creative with your spouse still within the schedule. And part of the reason we talk about scheduling sex, and I just want to close with this, is that everything that is important to you, to me, to Tony, to your spouse, it gets scheduled, right? Doctor's visits, business meetings, things to do with the kids, right? We put things on our calendars. Now, the fact of the matter is that the person that's sitting next to you watching this video, or the person that you're thinking about while you're watching this video, is really, you know, the whole reason you're going through Rescue My Marriage today is to make that person the most important person in your life. So if all of the important stuff goes on your calendar, why wouldn't you get intentional and deliberate about your sex life, right? It's, I mean, I want you all to think about that, because right, if we say it's important, if you know it's important that sexual intimacy is a factor in your marriage, then it's time to get intentional about it. Because I will tell you, from having talked to, you know, thousands of couples, that if we just wait for that Hollywood romantic sex scene to happen, most couples are waiting a really long time. Mm-hmm. We want you guys to have a sexually fulfilled marriage, and in doing so, you're gonna have to get intentional about it, and you're gonna have to be deliberate about it. So as you go through these questions, think about the intimacy lifestyle, think about the different factors that have been influencing your desire in your marriage, think about, you know, what you can do, because remember, it all comes down to what you can do. And when you and your spouse decide on that magic number, you know, because there's going to be some compromise there. We know there is. That there's a compromise for every couple. One of the most important things that you can do in your marriage is to honor that number and to honor the commitment that you make to your spouse. And if you find that the number's too high, and I'm sure we're going to be talking about this, you know, throughout other videos. If you find the number's too high, that's when you have another conversation about it and say, let's revisit this. So we'll see you on the next video.